the Shama Space and Tech Briefing for Sunday, July 5th, 2026. NASA launched an emergency mission Friday to raise the Neil Gehrels Swift Observatory before it re-enters as soon as this year, after solar storms lowered its orbit. The Verge reports Catalyst Space Technologies Lynx spacecraft will try to lift Swift from 224 miles by about 150 miles. The $30 million rescue was assembled in 9 months.
Amazon said its Project Kuiper, now branded Amazon Leo, has 398 satellites launched and 394 currently in orbit after a July 2nd ULA Atlas V mission from Cape Canaveral. Finance Big O reports Amazon is targeting initial commercial internet service later this year, while the American Bazaar says it aims for a 2026 service debut to challenge Starlink.
Bloomberg reports Russia's high-stakes effort to catch SpaceX is stumbling early.
Turning now to SpaceX, a Falcon 9 is scheduled to launch 29 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral at 6:46 a.m. EDT Sunday, with an 85% chance of favorable weather. Spaceflight Now says the booster will also carry two Bexar Space Industries semiconductor manufacturing testbeds on an 8-minute, 19-second suborbital flight above the Kármán line.
Docomo Pacific is deploying Starlink Mobile across Guam, the Marianas, and nearby waters ahead of Tropical Storm Bavi to provide emergency connectivity if terrestrial networks fail. Customer phones will connect automatically for SMS service at no added action, according to guampdn.com.
OpenAI has begun discussions about giving the U.S. government a 5% stake, with Sam Altman raising the idea to smooth relations with the Trump administration, according to TechRadar. Startup Fortune says there's no agreement, and any deal would require political backing and legal work.
OpenAI wants to go public at a valuation of $1 trillion or more, and Yahoo Finance says it's now leaning toward a 2027 debut after filing confidential IPO paperwork in June. Microsoft owns about 27% on an as-converted diluted basis, a stake that would be worth about $270 billion at that valuation.
Shifting to Rocket Lab, the U.S. Space Force said Victus Hayes completed its first tactical intercept of an orbital target using Rocket Lab's Puma and True Anomalies Jackal 0004 spacecraft. Space says Rocket Lab launched Puma on June 19th, just 16 hours and 42 minutes after notice, and the 72-hour mission finished 11 hours early.
Belgium's competition authority opened a formal antitrust investigation into Google over suspected conduct in online advertising, PYMTS reports.
Meanwhile, at Meta, the company is developing a cloud infrastructure business to sell excess AI compute and models, putting it up against AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. MarketScale says the move comes as the EU tightens scrutiny of major cloud providers under the Digital Markets Act.
Blue Origin and Amazon Web Services have secured more than $1.5 billion in new federal contracts as Jeff Bezos rebuilt ties with Donald Trump, Tech Times reports. But New Glenn is grounded after an explosion destroyed its only launch pad, and the cause remained unidentified 5 weeks later.
Japan's competition regulator closed its nearly two-year antitrust investigation into Broadcom's VMware licensing practices after finding insufficient evidence of Anti-Monopoly Act violations. PYMTS says the agency will keep monitoring competition in digital markets.
That's the Shama Space and Tech Briefing for Sunday, July 5th, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI-generated. Verify claims against the original sources.